98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Rush Hour Reboot.
Here's what happens at 8 o'clock. Maloney takes over. She digs through all kinds of stories, sometimes sports, sometimes not, presents them to us without us knowing what's coming. We react with our opinions. You support us or rip us on Twitter. It's the Rush Hour Reboot.
So, starting off first, a statement regarding Wednesday's Colorado at U of A. I was going to say Arizona because they don't want to be called U of A, but when I read it, I was like, Arizona State? But no, Arizona, the game after they decided, the Pac-12 conference announced the game involving Colorado at Arizona scheduled for Wednesday, December 2nd, has been postponed. So is that the first Pac-12 basketball game to be postponed? Or U of A had theirs with against NAU postponed, right? So how in trouble is college basketball?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Honestly, right now, I'm not just looking at college basketball. I'm looking at college football as well. And you have to wonder if, in fact, if they're going to finish this season. At what point in time do they shut down the whole process and actually say, you know, we're just not going to have a playoff this year. It's not going to happen. I still think that is a possibility. I do, depending on how bad the numbers get nationally. I still think there's enough people in college athletics, whether it's basketball or football, that are worried about the optics of it all.
I understand where you're going, but I'm sad to say, I think money drives everything. And they lost so much money not having an NCAA tournament last year that there's so much cost-cutting going on in every athletic department. Now, it might have been needed. I mean, there might have been a lot of fat, and then you know, I had to trim a lot of fat on athletic departments. I'm not going to go there because
no.
I don't know. But there very well could have been that case. I think they're going to plow through no matter what. So when you talk about, will they have a championship? Yes, I believe they will. But Maloney, are they in trouble? I think it's going to be the toughest job of any college football playoff committee and any NCAA tournament committee when you're comparing apples to apple slices when somebody's played 20 games and somebody else has played 30 in basketball.
But you got to care about the kids, right? You're already making so much money off of them.
Why should they start now?
The fallout continues, though, following the Cardinals' Week 12 loss at the Patriots. So how does Cards head coach Cliff Kingsbury feel after watching the tape?
Everything's out in front of us. When you look around the league and some of the teams that lost yesterday, nothing really changed as far as the landscape of what we need to do to get into the postseason. And our guys understand that. We're all disappointed that we didn't you know, take that next step yesterday and thought we had great opportunity to. But moving forward, you got to put that behind us and just work harder to be better. There's a lot of teachable moments on that film, and we can learn from it and be a better team.
So our Arizona Sports poll question brought to you by Sanderson Ford is up now at ArizonaSports.com, and it asks, how many remaining regular season games will the Cardinals win?
Ooh.
So they're at home against the Rams, on the road versus the Giants, back home for two against the Eagles and 49ers, followed by a road game at the Rams. Your choices are 4 or 5, 2 or 3, 0 or 1.
Wow, boy, that's tough right there. You'd have to say 2 or 3 right now based on their inconsistent play, and that is the number one thing that is plaguing this team overall. It's been the inconsistency. The up and down. Do they have talent? They have talent. There's no doubt about that. Do they have excellent offensive talent specifically? Yes, indeed they do. But it's the up and down, the back and forth. They need to become much more consistent in their play. If they do that, go to the 4 and 5. Go to the 4 or 5 wins. If, in fact, you tell me they learn to be more consistent in their approach. The problem is right now we've got 11 games. That says that's not going to happen, so I'm going to go 2 or 3.
This is a great question, but I hate it. I don't want to answer it because I didn't even think about it, but now I'm going to go with 1. I think they're only going to win 1 game the rest of the way. And the reason why, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I think every game's going to be close, and I don't trust Cliff Kingsbury in close games right now. I don't trust Zane Gonzalez right now in close games. I think there's going to be a lot of close losses, and I don't fire anybody. I think they'll figure it out in 2021, but there's been too many examples of clock management, timeout management, fourth down decisions that I just disagree with, and the Cardinals lose those games.
72% say 2 or 3, 15% 0 or 1, and then 13% say 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. It's a good split.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers have agreed with the NFL and the Cardinals to play their Week 13 and 14 scheduled home games at State Farm Stadium. Here's head coach Cliff Kingsbury.
Obviously a challenging situation for them. We're glad it worked out that we could, you know, host them in a way and allow them to use these facilities and continue to keep their season going. It's kind of 2020 in a nutshell, and I'm just glad it all worked out for him.
Will this have any impact on the Cardinals other than it just being like, this is our house?
You know what? Honestly, I don't like this. I don't. Yeah. I get it. I don't like it. You know, everybody's trying to accommodate everybody else because it's 2020 and we're all up against it. And I get that. And I applaud the NFL for doing it. But I'm territorial, man. I've been territorial my whole life. This is the spot that I used to warm up on right here on the field, all right? Not you. Hey, this is our sideline. This is the home sideline. We always stand on this sideline. This is our house. Now we've got this neighboring tribe that's going to take over the stadium. It's honestly, it's like the Visigoths, Basinonians. You're camped on the Danube River. And suddenly you go to battle to fight the Romans, and it's a long campaign. And then the Romans, they push you back across the Danube, and you find out the Franks have taken over your village. What a mess.
If this was like Seattle, the Cardinals are already done playing Seattle. So if it was Seattle, I would say the answer's no. The Cardinals in Week 16 are at home against the 49ers. So I'm going to say yes, because now the 49ers have two games in your building to get comfortable. And I realize they play here every year. But all of a sudden now Arizona is going to be home to them for a month before they play Arizona. I don't see how you don't get more familiar, more comfortable, and used to the situation, which therefore obviously makes that game easier on you. Their road trip is going to be from a resort to Glendale when they play Saturday. No plane flight, no big day. It's just so much easier when they play the Cardinals in Week 16. So, yes, I think it dramatically affects the Cardinals.
Due to continued COVID-19 concerns, the Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers football game has been moved to tomorrow at 1:40 p.m. Arizona time. This is the third time the Ravens-Steelers game, originally scheduled for Thanksgiving night, has been moved. Here's Steelers offensive lineman Zach Banner.
At some point, there has to be a decision made that we're going to play this game. Like, I just don't see how, honestly, and this is how kind of most of us feel, we just don't understand how the whole Denver thing, like, I understand, like, you know, there's been people getting tested every single day. That probably is the only rational reason. They, you know, they're not sure if there's any more contagious people over there, but I mean, Denver's just played without any quarterback. You know what I mean? They just brought their guy up off of P-Squad. So I thought we have extended rosters for a reason, but that's just me.
It's funny how this is going. Pittsburgh is upset that they feel like they're waiting for Baltimore to have their quarterback before they play. And yet Denver had to play without their quarterbacks. And that's why Pittsburgh's outraged, and that's why he's saying, hey, a decision should be made. We should be having to play the game. He's basically saying they shouldn't get their guy if
sure.
he's not ready.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily disagree with him, but Baltimore supposedly followed the protocols so the NFL doesn't want to punish him.
Ask yourself this, Basinonians. How would you like to be the Pittsburgh Steelers right now? If you're Mike Tomlin, how are you feeling about playing this game? I'm 10-0 right now. And there's one thing that could derail this season, COVID-19. You've got this outbreak, which you call what's going on in Baltimore.
Oh,
outbreak.
Yeah.
You've got an outbreak like we have not seen.
It's supposedly worse than the Marlins.
It's worse than the Tennessee Titans, mm-hmm. supposedly. We've got an outbreak like we have not seen. And now, all of a sudden, you got this 10-0 team. Let's go play the Ravens. Because everyone came back negative on their test. Oh my goodness. What a position to be in it. What a mess.
The big winner in all this is Washington. Because I don't think anybody in a million years would ever think the Washington football team would have a chance against Pittsburgh. But now Pittsburgh plays Baltimore on a Wednesday, and they turn around 5 days later and play Washington on a Monday. And the Washington football team now has an extra day to get ready for it, and they play a more tired team. They'll have more rest. Again, no way do you pick Washington in that game under normal situations. Now, maybe. I mean, I'm still not picking them, but maybe.
I think they're going to win the NFC East.
That's such a gutsy prediction. Wow. Come